Hello, I'm John Cleese, and you're listening to Mike Jones on Phoenix 98 FM. Most of it's rubbish, but odd bits are okay.
Right, good afternoon. Welcome along to Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Hi, I'm Mike Jones. A very, very, very special edition of the programme today. Last one for 3 weeks as well. Wakes, Weddings and Bar Mitzvahs is the brand new album from the wonderful The Screens. And Colin's in the studio. We're going to be playing, just a superb track in just
a
second.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Station in the rain, I'm taking calls.
Highest melody again. I'm in pain, and it won't go away.
Voices in my head telling me there's nothing left. If you don't take my call, I'll end it all. I'm begging you, I'm helpless and depressed. I'm a mess. Baby, take my call, turn it on. You tried to hide it, but I see it in your eyes. And I can't help you, but you're running out of lies. You said you wanted me and nothing else applies. You're just a mirror ball that's spinning through the sky until it dies. What's going on?
It's me again. Don't tell your listeners we're just friends. Cause they should know your marriage just for sure. They should know. Melody, you're wrong. I've never tried to lead you on.
That's a bit more. Oh, that was a bit of that. Oh, that's good. They are. That is the first time you've ever heard that on radio. That is just fantastic. That is called Mirable. It's from the brand new Wakes, Weddings and Bar Mitzvah album from The Screens. And the two premium voices you heard on there is the
one and a half.
the lovely Colin Way. Good afternoon, Colin.
Pleasure to be here, Mike.
Lovely to see you again. And young lady, and who are you?
My name is Michelle Ward. I've never been on radio before.
Only not for the last at least 7 minutes.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
As I said before, when we were warming this up, that that's just so good and well
it's
done.
It's a brilliant track.
I've heard your voice many times, but I thought it's just really good. Why did you choose her?
Well, she was recommended to me by a guy called Martin Jeffries. I have to be honest, she wasn't our first choice. Before I knew her, we wanted Lulu to do it.
Yeah.
That was our first choice. We fired some emails over to her management and they said, oh, it's a bit difficult, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I was really scratching around. It had to be a duet. The song is a two-parter.
Yeah.
And he needed someone with a Lulu-type voice. So I messaged Martin Jeffries and said, do you know anyone? And he said, funnily enough,
do
you know Michelle Ward? And I said, well, I know she works at Phoenix. Mm. Didn't know much about her as a singer. So I went on your YouTube, I think, had a listen, and fired it over to Neil and said, have a listen to this girl's voice. It's just right. He got back to me and said, yeah, you know, let's contact Martin. I think Martin then contacted you. The rest is history. And what a great job she did. It was very daunting, actually, because we actually sang it as a duet, and I was actually looking at her doing it.
I've recommended her to two people recently, and she's not paying me a penny. Nothing.
I'm not paying you either.
No, I won't pay you either.
But what a voice she has, and an utter professional. I mean, she was great. She's on a couple of the tracks on the album.
We'll play the other one later. She won't get out the door, by the way.
Yes.
And was that a good experience for you?
It was brilliant. I had a really, really good time, Neil and Colin. It's just, we laughed and the music's brilliant, and it was a really lovely atmosphere to work in. I was there for probably on and off a couple of afternoons, didn't I? And we just, had such a great time, but we laughed a lot as well. And that's a really good environment to be in, but we worked pretty quick.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
It is a working environment, but you've got to enjoy doing it.
Of course.
It's the swearing that I do. If I muck something up, I've got a terrible habit of singing and then going into...
We've probably got them all still somewhere, so maybe on an outtakes album.
Right, well, I'm going to dash off because I've got to go to the studio now.
This is what a busy, busy bit.
I know.
She's so famous, you can't get out the door, can
But
you?
She was fantastic, and I'll see you again soon.
Take care.
Michelle, thank you very much, and we'll talk about you after you've gone. But don't slam the door or anything on the way. Oh, just quietly, thank you. So, Colin, there was so many, I could hear lots and lots of influences in there. Right, tell me, how did you build that song up in the first place?
That song, when Neil and I write, Neil sends me over ideas, and that one originally we called it Pearl and Dean.
Right, because that da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
And the idea of Mirrorball, Thunderball, because of the 60s thing, the song is literally about the film with Clint Eastwood where he's a DJ, Play Misty for Me.
Yeah.
Being stalked, a DJ, talk show DJ being stalked by a caller, which is Michelle plays the caller, the nutty caller, and I'm the DJ on it. So again, it was that whole 60s thing, the brass, the Bond thing. It just fits in with the whole sound that we've been trying to create. So she was a pleasure to work with, absolute pleasure.
I'm sure she was. So how does the process work with you and Neil then? Who's writing? Are you both writing the music? Are you both writing lyrics?
Neil writes most of the music. I've got to give him that. And he's very good. I mean, we first met, Neil approached me to help him work on an advert for German TV.
As you do.
This thing was going on and on, but they were sending it backwards and forwards. I think it was for, I don't know, dog food or something. And I said to Neil, why are we doing this? Why don't we just write stuff for us, you know, and do an album that we want to do? And then Neil had this melody that came up, which eventually turned into a song called Avalanche, which is on the album, which we did put out, I think, last year. And that was the start of it. Neil gave me this melody. I said, that's really Walker Brothers. It sits in that 60s thing. And from then on, we sort of scrapped doing the sort of advert type stuff and just concentrated on doing our own stuff. So, and it's great fun. And we've known each other a long while, so it's great fun.
Yeah, I mean, you and I have known each other for years. I was involved in the bands you were in back in the end of the 70s, early 80s, wasn't it?
Surely not that long.
Yeah, well, surely that long. You know, to me, your voice hasn't changed at all. It's exactly as it was back
then. I think it's probably smoking 80 a day.
No,
I'm only joking. Don't smoke, it's not good. No, and I don't, but... I don't know. I do vocal exercises, not as many as I should, but I do sort of keep it in.
It sounds great. It sounds like you've never been away, because you did do nothing for quite some time, didn't you?
I went and lived in a monastery on the Isle of Wight.
No, you didn't.
No, I gave up music for a long while. I got to a point where I thought, no, life has changed, and I needed a break. It was meeting Neil again, just saying, you need to be doing something. So that was the kick up the bottom.
So if I go into a record store tomorrow, and I go in the front door, and I walk down the aisle, and I say, I'm looking for the Screen's new album. Where am I going to find it? What category am I going to find it in?
Oh, where would you find it? Indie pop? I don't know.
Indie pop.
It's sort of. I don't know. I mean, it's pop music. At the end of the day, it's pop music. And yeah. that's what, you know, I like to call it. It will be available on CD. I think you said someone
has
messaging it. It will be available on CD. I think it's at the pressing plant at the moment. It's on Spotify now. Oh, no, Spotify Monday. I don't like that word, but iTunes, that's from now. And it's available to download and Bandcamp and all those things as from today. So, you know, if you like what you hear, do go out and buy it, especially if you like that 60s vibe, really.
Tell me about the opening track on the album, Tell Julie. Who's Julie?
Well, the idea for that song, the whole album is about a whole group of people that live in a block of flats. It's almost a concept album.
Yeah.
But in a block of flats in the 60s, and each song is about different characters in this block of flats. Julie and her boyfriend in the song live in a flat, and they're always arguing. He likes football. She's like a vegetarian activist. Humor. Mm. So they're always arguing. So the whole song about Tell Julie to Say, and of course the name Julie, we had Julie Christie in our mind. If you think back to those classic films like Darling, Georgie Girl, that 60s girl walking down the street, and I pictured sort of Julie Christie or Rita Tushingham, one of those 60s iconic actresses, arguing with a boyfriend in her flat. He, you know, he's a bit of a lad and likes the football. She wants him to, you know, there's a bit of references, things like jasmine tea and things like that. And so that was the idea. It's an argument.
Yeah. Let's have an argument. There we go. That is the second track off the... Well, it's the first track on the album, Tell Judy to Stay. That is, of course, at the screens. Back in a moment with more, and, of course, Colin.
At Will Protect, your plans for the future are at the heart of everything we do. Even if you're just starting out in life, it's important to have your affairs in order. A few simple strategies can ensure that your home, savings and business are protected. Make us your first call for wills and trusts, care and bloodline planning, inheritance tax planning, powers of attorney, probate and deeds of variation. Call us today on 0345 894 8441 or visit willprotect.co.uk.
It's easy to say it will never happen to me. The reality is it could happen to you. Elan Fire and Security have over 20 years' experience in the electronic fire and security industry. Our family-run business, based in Essex, is fully accredited to NSI Gold Standards, and we're police and insurance approved installers. To find out more, call us on 0800 0075 999 or visit our website www.elansecurity.com. Elan Fire and Security, keeping your property protected.
I want to break free.
Yes, all great tunes, but we've heard them lots of times before. So, how about this then? Original, surprising, and great radio. Brian Ager hosts From the Underworld here on Phoenix 98 FM, Saturday nights, 10 till midnight. Of course, one of the best shows on radio as well. Brian, don't forget to join him tomorrow night at 10 o'clock for From the Underworld. Don't forget to join me now. Colin's with me in the studio. We're talking about the brand new Screens album, Wakes, Weddings and Bar Mitzvahs. Where the dickens did that title come from?
That was, again, an idea. We bounced back some ideas. We had some other ideas that I won't mention, but the idea that you used to see cards that a long while ago, bands like cabaret bands would give you a card saying available for wakes, weddings, and bar mitzvahs. There's that, and there's also that the songs, this wakes, a celebration, weddings, a celebration, and bar mitzvahs, the songs are about death, love, and so I thought that encompassed everything. Wakes, weddings and bar mitzvahs, and probably being the ultimate function band.
Of course, of course. Another nice thing you've done is you've used lots, apart from Michelle, you've used quite a few local artists as well on there as well. Who have we got?
Local artists? There's quite a few guests on there. I think you've probably had a couple of them in here. There's Bea Arnold.
Yeah, she's been in.
She's been in. We had four girls. We had a day with the four girls, which sounds great, doesn't it? Coming in to block up a load of harmonies. We had Bea Arnold, who was fantastic. Katie Fourkings, I don't know if you've had her in.
No, I've not come across Katie.
She won Essex Undiscovered, I think, the year before last. And then we had this year's winner, Harry.
Yeah, Harry's been in.
Harry's on a track. It's the weird story about Harry is she was actually going to be on a different track, and she came in called The Watchmaker's Wife, that didn't actually make the cut in the end, only because it didn't sit within the way the whole album flows. It's a great track and we're going to use it. But when she was in the studio, we get our vocalist to go and do a lot of ad-libs, which you can ask Michelle about. And Harry did a load of vocal ad-libs, and I went through them with Neil and said, these are great. For Signor Mazzanto, there's a part in it, I think we might play it, that there's like a choir. So we used lots of Harry's ad-libs and made her sound like this heavenly choir. So she was great, really professional. I'm trying to think who else. Paolo Marina. Of course, how can I forget him?
This is the man who made me stand over just feet from where you are now and play the guitar live on radio. And
there
you
go.
How good I am on guitar.
Oh, yes, yeah. Burt Whedon, page three for you. Is playing a day.
Page three, I haven't got past page one.
Paolo's great. He came in. We had a good 4 or 5 hours with him. He's playing a little bit of guitar, and some of his great vocals are on there. If you listen to the very last track, it's a reprise, and you hear him giving it Joe Cocker on it. That's great fun. So Paolo's just wonderful. I've known him years. They're the local sort of artists. There's another couple of girls, a girl called Abby and her sister Eleanor, who came in and helped block up the vocals. So, yeah, they were great. I mean, and then there was the more established artist that we had on there saying on Tell Julie, you've got Jacko from King Crimson putting the guitar solo on.
Right, okay.
I mean, different class, but we needed that 70s sound, and Jacko had also played in the Kinks, and when I knew that he'd replaced Dave Davies at one point, I was sold that he was the man.
I think he'd be good enough.
He wasn't bad. So that was good. And on piano, we've had people like Tony Moore from Cutting Crew, who was an original member of Iron Maiden as well.
Wow.
And Phil Taylor from Tony Hadley's band, who's played with Belinda Carlisle and everyone. So we had a good pool of musicians, both local. We did use local musicians because there's some great talent around out here. Mm-hmm. And I sort of cherry-picked the ones I thought would work the best. And then we used some established musicians. But the rest of it is Neil and I.
Brilliant. Right, who is Signore Mazzanto?
Signore Mazzanto. Now, this song was a little nod back to... I'd been listening to a Scott Walker track called The Rope and the Colt, which was early 70s. I think it was made for a film. And it had this spaghetti western type feel. When we were sort of researching the sound that we wanted, I also sort of been listening to a lot of Joe Meek and that sort of Tell Laura I Love Her and Remember Me. So it's a sort of tip towards that and a bit of a spaghetti western, except we moved it to Sardinia because it'd be cheaper to go there and do a video.
Oh, that's the only reason.
That was the only reason. We couldn't go to Mexico, so...
All right, let's hear it.
Alessandro sat by the stone on a grave.
Tears
whose love was betrayed and stolen. Retribution captured the look in his eyes. A blood-red Sardinian sky surrounds him. No one said, the women wept, his mother dressed all in black. Signor Mazzanto, I swear that I will hunt you down. My family want back the flower that you stole. We'll meet toe-to-toe. Avengers have a secret code. I'll take from you the life from me you stole. Mia begged him he shouldn't go there alone. The sweet scent of mandarin groves. She gave him a cross that he hung round his neck. She heated a man in a bed, not lying on the sand, a cross in hand and a bullet hole in his head. Signor Mazzanto, I swear that I will hunt you down. My family want back the flower that you stole. We'll be toe to toe. Avengers at the secret cove. I'll take from you the life from me you stole. On the island, chapel bells rang in the sun. They prayed that her justice be done. But by dawn, a fisherman dragging his nets discovered a soul so bereft and broken. In his lines, a voice so fine with a face that they won't forget. Signor Mazzanto, I swear that I will hunt you down. My family want back the flower that you stole. We'll meet toe to toe. Avengers at the secret cove. I'll take from you the life from me you stole. Signor Mazzanto, I swear that I will hunt you down. My family want back the flower that you stole. We'll meet toe to toe. Avengers at the secret cove. I'll take from you the life from me you stole.
There you go, that is Signore Mazzanto, and I think I've got that right. Right, what's the at the end? Is that deliberate, or is that something I'm doing wrong here?
There's a whip crack at the end.
No, there's a tsst at the end. Is that?
Was that you? I didn't.
No, it must be. I don't know. Some way I've processed it badly this morning. That shouldn't be there, should it? You haven't put that in?
No, that's not there.
The tsst Really?
That's probably you.
It's done on two tracks now. Strange. Anyway, so it's recorded in Spain, a lot of it.
Yep.
Neil, good afternoon. I know you're listening, lying on a beach, not naked.
Hopefully not.
And then mastered back here.
Yeah, the recording process is usually I go out, say Neil works on a lot of the music in Spain in the studio there. I go out and put vocals down out there and then do some bits here, send it back over. It's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing. And then the mastering was done this week on a boat on the Thames, which was quite nice.
Well, how about that? How did you find that?
That was recommended by the guy who's done the artwork, again, a top session musician as well. He's on a couple of tracks called Mark Cunningham. His daughter, Rosie, is a great artist in herself, singer in a band called Person, if you've ever heard of them. If you don't, check them out. Very, very good. And she's recording at the studio, and it's on a light ship moored on the Thames. So I went Monday to this light ship on the Thames, across the board, you know, gangplank, down into the depths of the hull, and mastered the album on this boat.
Wow.
Which was quite an experience, quite a beautiful place.
You're really pleased with this album, aren't you?
I think it's great. It's been a lot of work. It's been a labour of love, but it's the sound that we wanted. We went in with an idea of what we wanted it to sound like. And I think we've got it. I think
you've definitely got it.
It conjures up all those 60s images that I had in my head of Julie Christie.
I just think it's so original. And I know. Yeah, it's regenerated stuff. The themes, but it's very, very original. It's just wonderful. It's just like clean digital. It's really hard to classify it. I just think it's really good.
That's the main thing, and I hope other people like it as well. I think. We're an independent band. I mean, there's not a big record company behind it, so so we can do what we want. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's no one telling us, oh, you've got to do this or that.
Nobody forcing you to gig, for example, is there?
No, that's something we have thought about, but we'll see. That may happen, but it's logistics.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because you'd be bringing in lots of people.
There's a lot of people. I think it'd cost a fortune to put that band together. But it's something we haven't ruled out. At the moment, I think we'll promote this one. We've got some ideas for the next one lined up. So that's the next thing, I think, is work on that. So, we shall see. It's exciting.
I honestly don't think you realise, and no bull, how good your voice is. I came across your voice 20 plus years ago.
No, you didn't. Surely not that long ago.
was it just yesterday? And, you know, I've always been impressed, and your voice sounds stronger today than it did then. I think it's just really good.
Well, thank you.
Really good.
It's good to work, again, with work. So when I work with Neil, I do three takes. He's very strict on me. I'm in the studio. Yeah. I sing the song three times, and if I don't get it by Neil got this idea, but I think he worked with Paul Weller, and Paul Weller works like that. He went in with a singer, three takes, and if you haven't got it in the third take, you know, you're not going to get it. Got to get it in those three takes, or we'll take bits of one. But when talking about that, I think the version of Mirable with Michelle is one take of both of us.
Really?
I got a feeling there's very little been sort of fiddled with that. I think that was one. It was such an energetic take, and it felt good. I think it was one take. I couldn't swear to it, but I think it was.
Okay. Right, we're going to play Dangerous Game. What's that about?
Dangerous Game, we also, again, with our whole sort of 60s hat on, very inspired by people like Burt Bacharach, John Barry. So this is the sort of the midpoint of the album that's very, where the pace dips down and is quite slow, and the girls are great on this, the girls' vocals. And one of the reference points on this was, what was that song in Stingray? Aquamarina. So yeah, there's bits of that in it. So it's that.
Do you know, somebody asked me the other day, what was the first record I bought? And my record, first record I bought was I Wish I Was a Spaceman by Don Spencer, the theme to Fireball XL5.
What a classic.
What a classic.
What a classic.
And do you know what? When I was little, when I was very little, I used to think I'd put the record on the needle on the record on my parents' gramophone record, and it would go round, and I'd just go whip and whip it off, and Don would have to stop singing immediately. And then I'd put it back on again, and then I'd start again, and then I'd whip it off again.
I bet you used to get those little Fireball XL inside the cereal packets. Do you remember that? Yeah. When you used to get little Thunderbirds and things.
I was a member of International Rescue. Dangerous Game, we digress. Weddings and Bar Mitzvahs is the brand new album from The Screens. You've heard it exclusively here. That is a track called Dangerous Game. You see, done that again. What's that at the end of it? I don't know what that is.
Is it the way you've converted it?
It must be. It must be some sort of conversion thing. Was it? Weird, isn't it?
Are these MP3s you're
playing? These are MP3s,
I gave you WAVs. You've converted
them. I've converted and I've got a K in it. Sorry about that. Never mind.
That's all right.
Right, so...
Listeners, the K isn't on there.
No, I thought it was some clever little K you put on it. Like a 60s tag. No, keep it on. No. So it's now on iTunes. You can also get it on Spotify from Monday.
Bandcamp, which is a good platform. You can go and listen to the whole album before you buy it.
And then all
the usual Amazon and all the other ones. They're not proper record shops.
Well, you're saying Spotify with gritted teeth there, aren't you?
There's something about Spotify. It's a story. Someone, I won't mention their name, Neil knows more than I do, who wrote a massive hit. I'm not, and when I talk massive, we're talking huge. It was number one at Christmas. And he put online his Spotify account, and this song is so well known, I can't explain it. And he got about £5 for about 20 million plays.
£5.
It was some ridiculously small amount. It's, what good is that to the artist, a struggling artist?
Well, it's no good. It's no good at all, is it?
It's pointless. But people like Spotify, don't they?
Yeah.
They do.
I love it. I'll be.
Yeah, I mean, I've got it at home. I've got one of those Amazon Echoes, and I've
other artificial intelligences.
Exactly. There's no real. No. You know, we'll have to do this on vinyl. It should be like a proper record.
Yeah, but the one thing I will say about it is that they do it on. I shouldn't really. Spotify and other music services.
Yeah,
they do a thing like New Music Friday, right?
Yep.
And I'll listen to that and I'll go, oh, I really like that. And they'll get me into an artist I've not heard of before.
And then will you buy it?
Yeah, I might do.
That's the
thing. I have bought it in the past.
So there is the
there is that. You know,
but for general streaming, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're Ed Sheeran.
No, it doesn't. But because record sales are nowhere near what they were 40 years ago, not even comparable. But you know, you might. Some people are total purists and will always go out and buy a CD, even if they've heard it on Spotify, because they want it in their collection.
It's nice to have a physical thing.
You and I grew up in a generation where you bought an album, you got home, you put your headphones on, you opened the album and you read it for hours. And
I remember
you knew
doing
the
it with the Bowie albums.
Yeah, and you knew what track was on ended side one and what
I used to study the label in the middle. I knew what was written.
Yeah.
It was that whole thing. It was the actual the saving up your money and actually buying it when it came out.
We'll never see that again, I don't think, because we were lucky to get that, I think.
I think we were. I think it was a golden era. I think now people just, you know, you do it on your phone, you know. Yeah. I mean, and what I would say is, and I'm not just saying this for us, but a lot of people on small labels, if you can buy a copy, because by you actually buying it, enables us to make the next one.
Because it's costing you a lot of money to do this, I presume.
Luckily we have our studio, but, you know, there are costs involved. But just generally, by you supporting an independent artist, enables them to make more music.
Yeah.
You know, it's so...
You used to do the music down the road, didn't you, of course, at the Friday nights for the youngsters at the Hermit, and you see so many bands go through there, and how many have been successful? It was that Paul Simon bloke who didn't play
there
once.
He didn't do bad. there's been a couple of bands come through there, but, I mean, more sort of in the rock field, but a couple there went on and did quite well. I think it's not easy. There's a lot of music out there. That's the other thing with, you know, things like Spotify, I keep saying, or these online things, that there's a lot of music out there. There's two ways of looking at it. It means that it's more accessible for people to make music and get it out there.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot of stuff out there that isn't good enough. So you've got to sift through. I'm not saying we're any better than anyone else. I don't mean that. But you've got to sift through a lot of stuff to find the good stuff. So there's a lot of it, but where's the quality control sometimes as well? So there we go.
Well, I just wish you the best of luck, mate. Because
thanks, mate. It's been a pleasure.
I think the whole album is just wonderful, and just make sure those CDs come out soon so people can buy them.
And if you want to buy, I mean, the easy thing to do is just go on www.thescreens.org. That's easy to remember. There's a link to buy it from there, but, you know, if you put it in, iTunes or Apple or all those things, you'll find it.
Okay. I'll tell you what, I'm going to play another one. I've lost it now. Hang on, where's it gone? Right, what else haven't we played? We haven't played Narrow Stairs.
Well, that's a bit darker, but it's good. I like it.
All right, let's go for Narrow Stairs then. Final track then from the album. It's out very, very soon. And, it is out today. It is out today. Out on CD very, very soon. But you can buy it on iTunes as of now on Spotify from Monday. The album is called Wakes, Weddings and Bar Mitzvahs. The band on the screens. And this is Narrow Stairs.
Like a cross upon the wall, taking life blood. I think the guides from silence and the numb.
Let's get the out of it. That, of course, is Narrow Stairs, the final track today of that wonderful new album, available on iTunes and all over the place. Wakes, Weddings and Bar Mitzvahs from the wonderful Disgrace. Colin, thank you very much for coming in today. We wish you the very best.
Absolute pleasure.
Cheers, mate, and we'll see you soon.
Bill's dragging your